Did you know the way we buy and sell houses in 2019 has changed? The whole, by the way, the whole PAYE situation has changed as well. There's a different way that the revenue were doing it. We'll come to that another day, but maybe this is moving on with the times or whatever, but will it be more difficult, easy, whatever? Well, there's somebody here to actually explain to us, and that's Donal O'Sullivan from O'Sullivan Hogan Solicitors in Arklow. So if people are buying or selling, we're coming up to the season, Donal, really, that people go out and view properties and houses and have aspirations and see if you can get loans and things like that. But you're saying all changed. In what way?
In what has changed is what the has been entitled the PCIT system.
You've lost me already.
I know, and I'm not surprised. What it means is that instead of all all inquiries in respect of a property, if you're buying one, being raised after the contract is signed, which used to be the case a long time ago, now it is a requirement under the new contract, the 2019 contract for sale, that all inquiries have to be made pre-contract. So effectively, once a contract is signed, you know, you won't have the opportunity then to raise any other title queries that might come up. So it's absolutely critical now that that vendors prepare what's called a title booklet. And I don't know if anyone has any experience of dealing with the ALSOP auctions that have been there over the last couple of years.
This is usually distressed mortgages, runs into difficulty and repossessed houses
They've been sort of putting up that system whereby you log in online, you would be given, you'd be able to view a title booklet. And effectively, if you sign the contract, that's it. It's take it or leave it at that stage. But you've been given the opportunity to inspect the contract beforehand. So what I'd like to do today is to deal with the issue in relation to if you're a vendor, and maybe we'll come back another day and talk about purchasers.
Okay. Because so I've decided now I'm going to sell my house. So instead of just going straight to the auctioneer, put a sign outside and off we go, and then people search in this day and that way, you've got to do that yourself by the sound of it.
Well, what the most important thing is that the first appointment you should have, obviously, is with your auctioneer if you're deciding to put your property up for sale. The second appointment, almost that very same day, is with your solicitor. And we'd certainly be asking any of our clients to contact my team in O'Sullivan Hogan, if you're thinking of selling your property, to make contact with us so that we can take up your deeds right now, do a pre-sale inspection, and say, listen, these are the issues that we need to address. For example, if you're living in some of the older parts of Bray, Wicklow, Arklow, any of those areas, you could well have a registry of deeds title, which means that you have to get a land registry compliant map prepared because there's compulsory first registration required. So even though you might think that your title is fine because, you know, you had a very competent solicitor acted for you when you bought it in 2000, say, the fact of the matter is that the rules have changed fairly substantially since then. So you actually need to get on to your solicitor. Your solicitor will tell you, look, these are the things you need to get in place, because once you go sale agreed on your property, you know, there's going to be a request for a booklet of title very, very early on. And obviously from a vendor's point of view, especially in a market which could be cooling or changing, it's very important once your sale agreed that once you've made that commitment that you're going to sell your property, you want to get a contract signed and you want to move on.
Okay, so they want to know, are you put in this booklet, the boundaries have to be signed off, any liens, any people that have any sort of impediment to you selling, all that stuff has to come out in the open it even goes to market, isn't
correct,
it?
Correct, Declan. I mean, for example, one of the most common things we would have is, has there been any extensions or alterations to the property? Let's say since the person acquired it, have they put on an extension to the rear?
And is there planning permission?
Have they got the planning permission or a certificate of exemption and also a certificate of compliance with billing regulations? But if you do all that work up front, it's going to make everyone's life so much easier. The idea of this is to make the system more efficient.
But is it a legal requirement now?
It is now.
Okay, yes, so it's not a case of if you do it, it'll make it easier. You have to do it.
You have to do it and you have to have your thing in place. So the most important thing is if you're thinking of putting your property on the market in 2019, you should contact your solicitor. You should get, if you have your deeds yourself, fine. And if the bank have them, you need to sign an authorization so they can take up the deed, take up your deeds. They will carry out an inspection. They'll run through all of the issues that will arise. in relation to the sale of the property. And then there are additional issues because we now have taxation issues such as local property tax. Your solicitor will be looking for proof that that's paid up to date, and from 2013 right up to 2019. There's a thing called an NPPR charge, which you now need a clearance certificate for. There's all little piece, bits and pieces, a BER certificate, which your auctioneer will be looking for as well. So it's just, if you're thinking about selling your property, you know, what we find is that people come in and say, I've sold my property, that's great. And you go, grand, but the work only starts now.
Right, whereas this is to get it now done. But what about things that people come across, like structural things they're not happy with, or they might find a bit of, I don't know, dry rot or something. They might find something to do with the structure. Do you have to do a pre-inspection of it and put it in the booklet, or is that up to the person who's buying?
No, that would be up to the purchaser. And as I said, we kind of get into what purchasers need to do. But certainly what will happen is that in most cases now, certainly I would be strongly urging any purchaser to get a proper survey done. But one of the things is that things come up in the survey to say, oh, by the way, there's an extension, and say, yes, there it is, and there's a certificate, it's in the booklet. And you effectively, what I'm saying to vendors is, have answers to the questions before they're asked. Have it in your booklet, have everything ready, so that when you go sale agreed with your property, that contracts can be issued speedily, and that then you can put pressure on the purchaser to sign the contract. Because in a lot of cases now, Declan, as you know, a lot of people are trading up or trading down, so you're reliant on the signature of the contract for the sale of your property to acquire the next property.
Yeah.
We're finding an awful lot more of that now. So those are the type of things that you want to be, if you want the process to go through efficiently and say, listen, God, these people keep raising query after query after query. Most solicitors, especially, like, as you know, we would deal an awful lot with conveyancing, is that we know the questions that are going to be asked before they're asked. So we know what to say to a vendor and say, listen, let's get all our ducks in a row. Let's get our title booklet together. And then once you go sale agreed on your property, we can issue the contract and there shouldn't be any...
Okay, why was this introduced? Who drove this? I mean, it sounds much simpler than it was, right?
Well, it's certainly bringing it into line with the UK system, which has been operating for years. Effectively, what's happened, and this has kind of been happening anyway, is that nowadays, once contracts are exchanged, the sale tends to take place, the closing of the sale happens an awful lot quicker. So it does mean that it should make the system more efficient, but only if vendors do their homework before
right.
they go.
So you're actually, you're doing a lot of this work in neutral time. You're not doing it between putting it on the market and getting a buyer. You're actually taking it into another time and getting prepared.
What I find in a lot of cases for vendors is that if there's a long delay between going sale agreed and to getting a contract signed, sometimes purchasers will come back and say, oh, well, we didn't know about this, and this means, look, we need to get a price reduction and things like this. What's most important is to say, look, the information is there. I suspect it's going to get to the situation where you're just going to be able to log in online like you do with Allsop, and all the title information is going to be up there. So you can say, listen, all that information was disclosed to you at the outset. We went sale agreed at the price, and we want to proceed at that
very
price.
Good.
Which
okay.
I think it would be very, very good from a vendor's point of view.
All right. Well, that is the vendor situation. And Donal, you come back to us and talk to us about
the
purchaser on the next occasion.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Okay. And that is Donal Sullivan there from Arklow. And it's O'Sullivan Hogan Solicitors that he is part of. That's interesting. It all changed. And as I say, the PAYE as well. It's the Morning Show at East Coast.